Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
There's a chopper. Come on, one. And Bobby Jenks has tied a major league record, retiring 41 consecutive hitters from a reliever's role, not a starter. Unbelievable.
I don't worry about Bobby Jenks. He's got stones as big as this face I'm looking at right here.
White Sox 3 outs away from their first World Series title in 88 years. Bobby Jenks, the 24-year-old right-hander, takes over. Dying run at second, 2 out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series!
Middays on the Score.
It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score. You know the highlights. You know the man. You watched him play. Bobby Jenks is our guest in studio here on 670 The Score. Cole Wright is in for Dan. I'm Connor. Bobby, it is a pleasure to have you in, my man. Yes. Great to see you.
Oh, no. Thanks for the invite, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what you been up to? How's you been keeping yourself here?
You know, as you can see, you don't have the cameras in here, but I keep myself really lean and fit right now.
Oh, we do have the cameras. 670thescore.com. That's how you watch the video feed. And Bobby's wearing a real nice fitting black hoodie. He's got that going on right now.
Yeah, I could be. This is my playing weight right now.
There you go.
Just roll right back out there.
Literally roll.
How? You heard the highlights coming back. Yep. Obviously, you know, glory. What's it make you feel like to hear, you know, Hawk, to hear Ed, all that kind of stuff, and kind of remember?
Oh, it's fun. You know, obviously, 2005 was the year of all years for, you know, Chicago and the White Sox, and for myself, you know, very much as well. It's my first year there. I came over that winter. My first taste of the big leagues were in this unbelievable roll of wins and then into the playoffs and World Series, and we went. I mean, it was, to put it in words still, like, it's hard to describe, like, in details.
Well, I want you to put into words and detail and describe what it's like to go out there on a major league mound and retire 41 straight. I mean, did it feel like you were out there throwing like a grain of sand, maybe a piece of salt? Because, I mean, guys clearly weren't getting solid contact.
No, it's what's crazy about that is I had no idea I was even on the run until one of the reporters after.
You had to know you were dealing, though.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was, for sure. I was feeling good. I was pitching well. I was hitting my spots. Everything was working. Command was there with all the pitches. But I had no idea I was on this run until I think I had just passed, like, Burley's perfect game. Like, you know, he made a comment about that. Oh, you just passed, you know, Burley, who had a perfect game. You know, as a reliever, you just threw, I think it was, like, 10 innings at that time.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and that was the first time I even knew I was on any kind of run or anything like that. And then after that, it was just kind of, one of those things where literally, like, I wasn't even paying attention to until I started getting around 20, 25. And then it started catching a little bit more noise. And then, you know, at the same time, you have to have a lot of luck behind you as well. Cause I mean, it's baseball. Any broken back, any chopper, any air, and a guy reaches, you know, you miss your spot, umpire misses a pitch. Anything could happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just one of those runs where it was just a lot of luck and a lot of crazy things had to happen as well.
I've been fascinated by your rise to the closer's role, right? Because, like you mentioned, you're there, just like on the scene, almost out of nowhere, when the White Sox had gone through two closers already in 05. And yet, you remained that guy for a good long time. Like, obviously, that was your role for a little while. Did it take you a minute to be, I don't know, the guy with gravity in that bullpen? Knowing that you would just kind of burst onto the scene and then that's your role, you've got these final three outs?
No, not at all. Coming up through the Angels organization, I was always a starter. You know, my early career thoughts was I was going to start in the big leagues my whole career. And, you know, small elbow surgeries, some elbow problems later, you know, put me to the bullpen just to alleviate some innings. And, you know, when I came over in that December of 04, just before the 05 season with to the White Sox, they had their same thoughts where, okay, let's just put you into a role where you're comfortable. And they put me back in a double A. I was in triple A the year before. So really just getting a taste of the bullpen for the very first time. And they put me in double A as a closer. And I just took to it immediately. It was one of those things that I'd like to think now, like, okay, I started for a while, but I would have turned into a closer eventually.
Yeah.
But I was naturally just built mentally and physically for the closing role.
And it's funny you make mention of that. Take us inside the breakdown of the mentality of a closer. Because I don't think a lot of people realize that there's starters, there's relievers, and then there's closers. Closers, completely different breeds of animals. When you look at those guys, more times than not, correct me if I'm wrong, but to get three outs, you'd rather go out there and throw 90 fastballs at triple digits than get three ground ball outs, right?
In some sense, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, an out's an out, especially in the big leagues. But yeah, you definitely, if, you know, like myself, I was always, you know, I threw hard. So I definitely would scoreboard watch and look at that, the speed up there. I won't lie. I was a peeker a lot of the time.
I hate you for that.
Sometimes it's a closer's worst enemy, isn't it?
It can be, especially if it's in your side of line where if you wrote, you know, after you throw the pitch and then, you know, your eyes just scan right to it every time as you're walking back to the mound. So, I mean, depending on where it was in certain stadiums, it could be a real nightmare.
Coop get on you for that?
No, because you always had to be a little bit, you know, I try to make it as subtle as possible so I wasn't like, you know, right back to the board immediately.
What's the move? Is it like, oh, I got an itch or I got to do the hat kind of thing?
I think for me, a lot of the time it was the, you know, I got
to cross the sleeve.
Yeah, wipe the face off on the sleeve.
Yeah.
When I saw your piece in the Players Tribune pop up, Dan and I happened to be live on air while we were doing our show, and I saw it pop up, and I read the first couple of paragraphs, and I was just stunned. You know, I mean, stunned to read what you'd written. What prompted you to want to write this and want to tell that story?
You know, a lot of it had to do with everything had done to me surgically, but at the same time, in order for me to tell that story. You know, for me, I had to get everything out there. A lot of people just thought I disappeared and didn't really understand what happened and why, you know, I left the game. And, you know, for me, it had to be the whole story. And, you know, at the same time, it was a nice way to clear my conscience, and, you know, baseball-wise, for life-wise as well. You know, just really just putting it myself out there in the open to get this message across even further.
Now, for those who don't know the story or haven't read the article on the Players Tribune, you know, you were in a vehicle, not yours, in your underwear, busted window. You said you didn't know where you were at, and it seemed like that was the awakening moment. It's that moment of clarity, and it seems like that's what a lot of people need to have in order to make that next step. How big of a turning point was that for you?
Life-changing.
Yeah.
That was the last moment where, you know, it's one of the things when you're an addict or an alcoholic, you have to hit your rock bottom, and no one can say what your rock bottom is until you hit it yourself. And for me, that was my rock bottom. And that's a moment in life where you either reflect and see what changes you're going to make and what you're going to do to make those changes, or you're going to go the complete opposite way and just keep going further down. And that point is just death. And I was at that point, and I had to make that choice. And you know, fortunately, I made the right choices and got myself sober.
Was it basically an instance of you telling yourself, hey, man, this cannot happen ever again?
Among that and other things, yeah. There was, you know, you have to consider everything. You know, your family, your health, your life, you know, the people around you, what you mean to them and what they mean to you. And if you're not willing to do it for yourself, you have to at least try to do it for them.
Sure.
You know, I have kids, and what kind of message would that leave them? What kind of legacy would I leave them, baseball aside, just as a parent or as a life mentor? And that was my reaching point.
Talk about former White Sox closer Bobby Jenks here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score. You mentioned that writing that helped clear your conscience. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it seems like that was, for how many weeks or for how many months leading up to writing that, had you been on that journey of clearing it in that way?
In that way, not so much, in the sense of just putting on paper and getting it out there. It was more of the sense of, getting it, you know, to the news, to, you know, where I could get it to. And in order to do that, I had to make myself vulnerable. And to let yourself be vulnerable is the most difficult thing, especially as, you know, as a quote unquote tough guy or athlete, you know, you definitely don't want to ever be vulnerable. And to put yourself in that situation is very difficult. So in order to do that, I had to really break down all my barriers and all my walls. And it took years to do that.
Since you shared your story, how many other guys have come out or reached out to you and said, hey, you know, I was going through the same thing and this is what I needed to help get me over the hump?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I won't ever mention names.
Sure.
But, of course. You know, definitely a lot of guys have reached out, baseball and not baseball, just random, you know, parts of life where they've reached out and said they've gone through similar things and they had no idea that, you know, these sort of things actually went on in, you know, in the hospitals or, you know, things like that when it involved in the surgeries. So it's actually turned into a really good thing.
We were talking as you walked in, as we were getting set up and set down and everything. You have a good working relationship with the White Sox, like an existent kind of thing. And I just, you know, we were talking back and forth about how some players fall apart. Some players fall away from the organizations they were with, whether it's just a kind of a lack of communication or just, you know, things go one way or the other. It seems like you're real happy and content with being connected still to an organization you meant so much to.
Absolutely. Chicago is always going to be my home away from home, no matter where I am in any city. Right now I call LA where I live because Chicago is always going to be home. That's how I feel in this city. And, you know, especially with the White Sox, that organization that, you know, at a time in my career really took a second chance on me because I was kind of a bit of a jackass when I was in my younger days. So, to put it lightly.
What made you? Did you choose to be that way when you pitched? Was it that something you put on, or was that just who you were at that time?
No, it wasn't an act. That's just who I was.
That that was an act. No, you know, some guys armor themselves a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's just how I was. I was that way on and off the field. You know, you're going to get everything out of me at any time of the day.
When you look at the resume, obviously, you know, winning a World Series, that's the mountaintop. I mean, so many guys play for so many years and never even get close. So when you look back and reflect, would you do things the same way, or would there be things that you would do maybe just a little bit different?
You know, that's one of those things. It's really hard to say because, you know, if I go back and change anything, would I be here right now today?
Absolutely.
You know, without those experiences, without those heartaches, those ups, those downs, you know, looking back now, I honestly couldn't give you a real answer saying, but, my first instinct is saying no. Because I wouldn't be here right now today,
sure.
You know, sharing what I'm sharing now.
Hmm. When you look back at some of the teammates that you've had, do you feel that there was anybody that you connected with most to kind of center the guy that, like you said, was a bit of a jackass for a little while? Was there somebody that you look back on and say, I needed that guy around maybe more than I realized at the time?
You know, it wasn't just one player. It was... the organization itself, the managerial, the front office, the White Sox have in just some great, great people who work there. And, without them, I don't think that, I would have been here right now as well.
Okay. You know, we talked about, you know, being the pinnacle, the World Series, the Commissioner's Trophy. It's not just a piece of metal, as Rob Manfred called it. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, as the show goes on. But when it comes to World Series memories, give us one story that really peels back the curtain a little bit and takes us inside of that team. Well, is there one that just jumps off the page to you?
You know, not one particular story. I think as a whole, our team, there was no ego. There was not one guy in that locker room was like, you know, it's going to be me today. It's like it was everybody who can contributed. Whether you're the, you know, 25th man or the 40th man that year, it was an organizational, a team win that entire season.
Hmm. Talking with former White Sox closer Bobby Jenks here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score. You have a signing tonight, Buffalo Wings and Rings, down by the ballpark. Talk about it. I mean, you have to be excited about it. I assume there's a line out the door already.
Well, it's tomorrow, but
tomorrow night,
everybody come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Favorite wing flavor?
Just give me hot and spicy, man.
Hot and spicy?
Yeah.
Quantity?
I like it hot.
Now, what do you think? My buddies and I were talking the other day. Someone was saying that they knew a guy that can just, he can just destroy wings. He can eat 27 to 30 wings. And I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know, in the heyday, when we used to sit back and go knock down wings, I mean, it was easy to put back at least 40. Do you think the hot and spicy you could put down? How many could you knock back? You hear that laugh?
That sounds like a laugh of accomplishment. It's like, dude, I've put down 100.
27.
Before,
that's child's play.
Yeah, maybe back in the day. There we go. Lost the mic. Maybe back in the day, you know, I could have done something like that, but
yeah.
Now I try to limit myself.
It's a young man's game,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nice.
Boneless, bone in.
Oh no, bone in.
Right. I mean, that's
traditional.
You got to do the work. Like that is a food where you have done some work and there is an accomplishment at the end of the box, at the end of the basket.
You got to see your work.
Here's the thing though. I mean, would you agree with this? I mean, as delicious as bone in wings are, if someone gives you like, hey, here's some chicken tenders with that have a flavor, whether they're Caribbean jerk or hot and spicy, would you turn those away? I'm not going to a wing place and ordering boneless wings, but I will indulge in boneless wings just like the next guy.
No, I'll probably put them in a box and take them home, give them to the kids or the wife.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a kind man is what it is. I don't know if I've been given food and like turn that down.
Anti-chicken tender.
I mean, Bobby at the end of the day, though, it's a chicken tender with flavoring on it, right? I mean, that is not a wing.
That sounds pretty delicious, that a wing.
That's no? Like, you know, saying that if I put hot sauce on McDonald's nuggets, does that make them wings? No, it doesn't.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, absolutely
now
not.
Now we're doing this.
Absolutely
is,
not.
Okay, here's the other thing. I didn't know this. Did you grow up watching Sesame Street?
I did.
Okay, so earlier in the show, we're talking about this. I was under the impression, Cole thinks I'm wrong, so does Ryan Dempster, I thought Elmo was a Muppet. Is Elmo not a Muppet? I thought they were all one species, and just Elmo wasn't on one show, and Muppets were on another show.
Yeah, they might have been in the same origin, but I think Elmo's a monster, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was on Sesame Street. There were Muppets on Sesame Street, but they were not part of the Muppets show. Even the revival.
I thought
show that came back with the old dudes in the balcony that were like the
Tigers. No, Elmo didn't come till later.
Yeah.
Right, but I thought he was still I'm shattering my childhood, Bobby.
I feel like he kind of bumped Grover and Cookie Monster off the scene on Sesame Street.
For me, there was nobody better than Cookie Monster. He was my
But they make
guy.
Him eat fruit now. He doesn't even eat cookies. He eats healthy stuff.
Wait, like, what?
Yeah. You never seen that meme where they have Cookie Monster with like, the question mark, exclamation point?
No!
What is this? There's fruit in front of him.
That's
I'm gonna find it right now.
No, that's just wrong.
I'm gonna find it right
Straight
now.
Straight up, that's wrong.
Cole Wright has spent the entire morning ruining my childhood.
Tweet it out.
That's what's been happening.
That's what
here.
We're gonna do.
He's Bobby Jenks live in studio. We're hanging out for a while. When we come back, I want to talk about the biggest story that's going on in baseball a bit, if you don't mind. Obviously, there has been a big thing going on with the Astros, and everybody who's played and everybody who's going to play this coming season has made their comment about the banging scheme that the Astros were involved in. Your former teammate, Paul Konerko, had some comments about him. We'll play him when we get back. We'll talk about what's going on in baseball. Bobby Jenks, our guest here on Bernstein McKnight on The Score.
Saturdays from 8:30 to 9. Don't miss Early Odds with Score Guy and nationally renowned gaming expert Joe O. Featuring the latest odds, wagering, and gaming info you need.
Legal Sportsbooks will be launching here in Illinois soon. I promise. Get the most up-to-date info on Early Odds.
Early Odds with Joe O on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This is... cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
At Byline Bank, they take pride in providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. Paul Scharfman of Specialty Cheese Company.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. Very persistent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank, they make it personal and listen to what matters to you. Online at bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 222 to 31, select styles only.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags, apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds, and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags, one stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch, Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Get pumped, NBA fans, because owning a piece of basketball history has never been easier. Auctions.NBA.com is the official home of authentic NBA game-worn memorabilia. Bid on one-of-a-kind items like Stephen Curry's playoffs jersey, LeBron James's All-Star warm-up jacket, and Kevin Durant's Christmas Day jersey. And with winning bids as low as $25, there's something for everyone. Visit auctions.NBA.com today and claim your piece of the NBA. This is why we play.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score. I'm Connor. Cole Wright is in for Dan, and Bobby Jenks has his own chair here in studio for another segment. Thrilled to be joined by the former White Sox closer and a man in town for a signing at Buffalo Wings and Rings tomorrow. So get yourself, start lining up now. Because there's going to be people outside the door for the wings and for the signatures and everything. So start lining up, but it's tomorrow.
Yeah, more for the wings, I hope.
More for, well, I mean, you can have wings. You could sign with hot sauce.
Bringing the World Series ring out?
No, I didn't bring it for this trip.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, right?
Where does it stay?
Right now it's at home. We just moved at home. So everything is still kind of like trying to find its own home in the new home. So
that makes sense.
That's what we're working at right now.
I got you. I'm sure it'll be in a place of glory and honor.
It's in a safe place. Yeah. Yes. I know exactly where it is.
Speaking of World Series championship rings, the Astros are obviously the biggest talk in baseball here. I want to play for you if I can. Paul Konerko spoke at White Sox camp just the other day, about what he thinks about the Astros sign-stealing scandal. I want you to, Paul, so that we can kind of put into context your thoughts with a former teammate about the biggest story in baseball here.
Obviously two different situations, but in a lot of ways the same. And what I mean by that is, you know, I tend to take the outlook on these things of like, baseball is going to be around forever. So like 20 years from now, you know, you look back and you say, that one point in time that happened, and because of that, it caused this rule, it caused this, this, and this, and the game's in a better place today because of that. But when you're going through those things, it seems like, man, like the whole thing might explode, right? And like an end, and it seems like, how could we have not cut this? How could the league or how could the people not have seen that coming or whatever it might be? But when you really look at a lot of different businesses and different different walks of life, right? All these, you always see that, right? You see like something happened and then there was changes made and rules made and like, you know, all these different sanctions or whatever it might have been, and then things got better and then something else happens, right? Like 6 years from now there'll be something else. And it's just kind of like a natural thing, I think, when you talk about like professional, not sports, but just like anything where there's involving people getting paid and trying to get ahead of your competitors. There's always going to be people pushing that envelope, and things happen like that. So I don't. Maybe I'm not reacting hard enough to it, or I don't care as much. But I always feel like it's just like stuff happens, and then they, you know, it has to happen, and then it gets better, and then it's kind of like you don't have to worry about it anymore, you know.
Not a huge surprise that Paul was a calming voice of reason, right?
No, that's why you got to love the guy. He's very politically correct in how he's going to speak. You know, for me myself, I'm complete opposite. I say F these guys. You smoke them until you get thrown out of the game, and then the next guy comes in and does it the same.
You think the ear holes on the Houston Astros helmet this year are going to, like, they're going to get progressively smaller? I mean, they are what they are right now, but by the end of the season, they're going to be like the size of dimes because guys are going to try to fit a fastball in Jose Altuve's ear hole every single time.
You know, I hope that's not the case, but definitely ribs or knees.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to you do it safely. You still want to protect the guy's life and career.
Okay.
But you smoke him as hard as you can right in the middle of the back is fine.
Fair question, though. I mean, guys don't have the kind of control every single time out there. And if you put somebody down, is that fair for having tried to cheat a game?
Was it fair what they did?
No.
Well, there you go.
They didn't take anybody's life in their hands, though.
Well, I'm not saying to, you know, go for heads. That's why he said you go low. That's why I threw knees in there. The guys who don't have the control, aim low.
Do you look at it almost as a case of thievery? You know, these guys, you have Altuve, you know, going yard off of Aroldis Chapman, and, you know, essentially there was a potential World Series bonus there. And last time I looked, most World Series bonuses are over $200,000, and these guys are able to add that on to what they already make per season. So if you essentially take this money off the table from a guy, and when you know that things were coming, whether it's a garbage can or whether there was a buzzer or whatever it may be, you know, when it comes to that much technology, is that straight, not just sign stealing, but is that stealing monetarily in your eyes? What do you think?
You know, it could be. It could be looked at that way.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to have the best ideas or what should happen. You know, it's going to have to be a collaboration of the players who were involved. I mean, you know, other than the Astros, you know, the MLB and with the Players Association, they're going to come up with something. But as of right now, I think absolutely the punishments were not severe enough.
Because, I mean, if you're a guy like Clayton Kershaw and you're sitting there and you're looking what was Tom Verducci had where he had like 73 off-speed pitches and did not get one swing and miss, not one when they were in Houston, not one.
Yeah,
the best pitchers of the last 50 years, zero swing and miss.
Any big league hitter who is there for a reason, he's one of the best in the world at hitting a baseball, which is a very difficult thing to do. You let them know. They don't even need to know what exact pitch is coming, whether it's just fastball or off-speed. They're going to be able to make that adjustment no matter who they are.
And what does that do in game if, as a hitter? I mean, even as a pitcher, if you knew 100% that I'm throwing gas dead red and this guy is not going to be able to touch it, if that's what you could do, because I mean, that essentially is the flip side of a hitter knowing what's coming from a pitcher. If you're that hitter in game and you know, okay, it's not 103 from Aroldis Chapman, here comes a 91 mile an hour changeup, how much does that slow your heart rate? How much easier does that allow you to do your job?
Are you asking as a hitter's perspective?
Well, put yourself in a hitter's shoes.
Sure.
I mean, if you were a pitcher and knew 100%, okay, you have Mike Trout in the box, mm-hmm. and you know that he's going to swing and miss, if you throw him gas. I mean, and you, that's going to make everything a little bit easier for you. Your heart rate's going to slow down just a little bit, and it's going to be a calming presence out there. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I mean, if you give those guys any opportunity, you know, and part of the game has been trying to steal signs for as long as the game has been being played. Mm-hmm. But you do it the right way. You try to steal the signs from the third base coach. You know, you might try to peek in at the catcher when you're in the box, or maybe they're trying to steal the signs from second base, or the pitcher is tipping, which are all natural parts of the game. When you take technology and try to advance it into a whole new level of, stealing signs, that's where, you know, there's lines that are crossed, and this was a line that was crossed on multiple levels.
He's former White Sox closer Bobby Jenks in studio here with us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Here's what I just don't understand quite yet, and I've read as much as I can about this because I'm a baseball junkie who loves the nerdy stuff and everything. It seems as though teams knew the Astros were up to something, right?
Everybody knew.
And I don't quite understand why a team goes through like, okay, we got to change our signs more often when the Astros are in town, or we got to make sure that we kick guys out of this area of the seats, or whatever it is, right? How does no one blow the whistle earlier than Mike Fiers did? I don't quite understand if the edge is there, and like you say, you're willing to throw at a guy, you know, safely as you can, as best you can, but you're willing to throw at a guy, but the players aren't willing to say something out loud. I don't get it.
You know, I don't know. It could be one of those things where other organizations, you know, they might know something is going on, but they can't figure out what it is. And, you know, and it's hard to come, you know, to the other team or to the authorities, you know, in baseball saying, hey, we know these guys are cheating. And then they ask you how. Well, and you got no answer for them.
Yeah.
You can't approach them to that way. So it's just, it was a very difficult, you know, a situation for everybody. You know, that's why, you know, this didn't come out for so long, because no one could actually pinpoint what was actually happening.
Go ahead. Maybe it's a difficult place to put you in, but if you'd have been on a team where you found out someone was doing something like this, because I personally, I think even, you know, steroid use and PED is a different conversation. It's similar, but it's a different conversation than using technology to steal signs, especially when, in the Astros case, this is a team-wide organizational effort. Like, I think we all kind of understand that now, despite MLB's initial report. I don't, you know, what would you have felt had you found out this about your own team?
You know, and again,
I know it's a tough spot to be in.
You look at, you know, your veterans on that team, you know, the pitchers, you got Verlander and Cole, you know, arguably two of the best in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put them into this situation. Now they're looked at. Do they have the same tarnish on their reputation as well? It's very messed up, is what it is. Those aren't my actual choice of words I want to use right now, but
yeah. I appreciate you using those.
I will just say messed up
instead of the other ones.
It is such a slippery slope, and it's funny to say, okay, yeah, we were cheating in 2017 and 2018, but in 2019, no. Like, this is how we did things, and we got to a certain point. But then we stopped. That's what we did. It just seems like, I mean, maybe there's another word that I'd like to use for it too, but it just doesn't seem right. It's something seems a little off there. It's something stinks.
Yeah, no, not one bit. Once you cheat, it's always, you're going to have that. Whether you stop cheating or not, you're still going to be known as a cheater. Whether it was 16, 17, 18, and then, oh, we stopped in, you know, whenever it was, it doesn't matter, because you won and did it this way. Regardless if you stopped the next year or did the next year, and you're just trying to cover your tracks, it doesn't matter.
So Joel Sherman of the New York Post had a report out yesterday, I believe it was, that Major League Baseball wants to enforce harder Rule 602, which is foreign substance on the baseball. For years, we've been hearing about guys using, you know, sunscreen and pine tar or something for control and command. And for a long time, hitters have said, like, we're cool with this. We don't want to die, and we'd rather have better command on the baseball. Do you, in your experience, can that give a pitcher better command? Can that give them something other than the spin rate that is seemingly improved performance for a lot of other guys?
You know, this whole spin rate crap, I tell you what. Yeah. Play the game.
Just throw the ball.
Play
right?
The what, game.
Yeah.
What
1, 2, 3, 4, wiggle. Play the game. What? You know, no, but to your question,
yeah.
You know, a lot of the times, those balls, they're rubbed in mud. They're sitting in a bag in the back in the entire game. So when a guy from the bullpen comes out, you're getting a ball that's pretty dusty. And, you know, you want a little bit extra tacky. The ball doesn't give, or the what you put on your fingers does not get you any more spin. It doesn't give you any more advantage. All it's doing is giving you tack on your fingers that you can actually grip the ball and be able to throw it in the right location. Even with that stuff, guys still miss.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you an advantage of throwing more strikes. It just gives you a better feel of the baseball so you don't lose command of the strike zone.
It's almost like saying, guys, we have to go out there with brand new fresh bats out of the sleeve. Like,
yeah.
No pine tar for you. Like, you have to just wear either batting gloves or just grin and bear and go out there
exactly.
And just swing the stick.
You can't swing fully like that, just like you can't throw a baseball fully when it's slick and dusty.
How much more wild would a guy get?
Oh, you'll see if the balls were exactly the same, freshly rubbed up every inning.
Yeah.
That would have to be, which is a lot of work, and who's going to do that?
No kidding.
Right? So pretty this rough. Kind of thing, it's one of those things where it's just been part of the game for as long as baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unwritten rule. It's like, you know, don't make it obvious. I won't say everybody does it, but a lot of people use it, but it's not an advantage. All it's doing is giving you better command of the zone.
What's next in baseball life for you, Bobby?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot of things that, you know, I still want to do outside of baseball before I try to venture back in. Right now I'm enjoying, coaching my son's, T-ball team for the second year now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So
you guys got a champion?
Oh, we won every game.
There you go. Nice.
They don't keep score, but I do.
There you go. Exactly.
You got the book out?
Right.
We don't go that far, but, I keep mental notes.
If there's one thing that takes your mind away from baseball, away from everything, just allows you to relax and just give you that safe space. What is it? Do you like to fish? Do you like to hunt? Do you like to go to the mall? What makes Bobby Jenks tick?
You know, right now, I've the last 2 years, I've really gotten into golf.
Nice.
That, you know, it's given me that little bit of competitiveness about, mm-hmm. you know, I'm working. I want to get better. I'm trying to elevate my game to lower my handicap.
Yeah.
You know? So, It's been very enjoyable. I'm having a blast doing it, and I'm starting to get pretty okay.
Okay. Where's the handicap? What is
I'm a four right now.
Hold on a second.
Bobby,
pretty okay. I'm about to get up and leave
okay.
the studio. Like, yeah, a four.
Yeah. So,
just shooting the 70s on the regular. Come on.
Not on the regular. I still have my days, though. Don't get me wrong. I can have a blow up 90 day any day out there. So
me
but
too.
It's been an absolute blast getting to you know, really enjoying my time right now.
What's the best part of your golf game?
I drive the shit out of it,
man. Of course. No. Of course you do. I knew that was coming. Of course you do. Bobby Jenks is long off the tee. Why wouldn't he be? What's the worst part? Putting?
No, my short game.
Really?
Yeah, where it kills you. Anywhere
from
anywhere from 125 in. I can have a blow up hole anytime there.
Favorite course out in Los Angeles?
Riv.
Okay, you see this big timer here.
I'm not an LA guy.
Come on,
whiteboard it for me. This is
absolutely.
Big time.
I mean, that's right. Where they just had the Genesis Open.
Yeah,
yeah. That's serious.
Does Bobby Jenks make a tee time, or you just show up and tee off
at Riv? No, everybody has to make a tee time.
Yeah.
No, I have to. You have to know somebody and play with a member there, so I don't get a chance to go out there very often.
Fair,
but when I do, I take the opportunity in an absolute second.
So I was just asking, because I'm going to be back there tonight, and I'll be back there for about 2 weeks. I was going to ask him, like, hey, can you get me on at Riv? We can play at Riv. And he not nicely threw that in. He's like, I don't get to play as much as I'd like. I have to go with a member.
The
answer's
no,
answer's no. I'm not bringing you there, man. I'm not going to
I'll tell you what. We can go to my club if you're out there.
Where you play?
I'm a member at Calabasas Country Club.
Nice. I'll have to make my way out there.
A short course, but it's a very difficult greens and regulations.
We're talking now at Los Angeles golf courses. Have you ever played Braemar?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, the funniest part about it, I played with Terrell Davis, another name drop. I'm just going to sit. I'm sorry. But I feel like it makes me just a little bit cooler. But then you realize.
Of course it makes you a little bit cooler.
Because I'm not really that cool.
Of course it does.
I'm not that cool in the first place. But the one of the, as tough as that course is, the one thing you can always count on is, oh, you're driving off the 18th hole. There's Kenny Lofton on the range. Kenny Lofton, I feel like every time I've been to this course, Kenny Lofton is just sitting around there, just hanging around the clubhouse, working on his game on the putting green. So
yeah, you get a chance to, no matter what club you go out to out there,
you're going
to
see somebody.
You're going to run into somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can run into Bobby Jenks. How about that?
It's possible. Let's go.
Right?
Bobby, this has been absolutely awesome. The signing is at Buffalo Wings and Rings on Saturday. And I want to read you this text that came in right when you sat down, because this is super cool. This text from 708 says, my granddaughter will turn 14 on Sunday. She celebrated her second birthday at spring training in Arizona, obviously 12 years ago. She has still has a Bobby Jenks signed baseball from that trip.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's
you
awesome.
You can get the same baseball from Buffalo Wings and Rings tomorrow. Bobby Jenks has been our guest last half hour. Thank you so much, man. It's a blast.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats return to Wrigley Field November 7 as they host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com. When we come back, we got more to give you. Tickets to Steve Martin and Martin Short can be yours. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Spring training is on, and The Score is headed back to Arizona for Score House 2. Next Monday through Friday, can these Score guys survive under one roof as they try to cover both the Cubs and Sox? Score House. Far too much testosterone in one place. Score House. Who will take a football in the face? Hear the drama unfold and watch it unfold live using the Radio.com app, plus incredible baseball guests live from Sloan Park and more on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Cheers to the infamous and Sterling Vineyards, always polished, never dull.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They got all the bets you could want. They have a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's your time. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means that you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Did you know that you can bet spring training games on FanDuel Sportsbook? Of course you can. You can bet anything on there. I like the baseball futures myself. Seems a little bit more reasonable. Anyway, when was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, my name, C-O-N-N-O-R. That gets you your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Cole Wright is in for Dan today. We've been hanging out all morning long. Just got done with a really fun conversation with former White Sox closer Bobby Jenks. It was awesome to have him in studio.
Absolutely.
You should probably use the radio.com app and go back and listen to the interview in case you missed any little bit of it, because it was a ton of fun. Coming after us, Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz are at the golf show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Robbie Gold is going to be on their show. They're just going to, you know, hang out. Because when you're Hub and when you're Olin,
you got it like that.
Kind of call whoever you want and they come on the show. So they figured, we'll call Robbie Gold, see what's up with him.
He's going to answer the age-old question presented by A Tribe Called Quest.
That's what he's going to do.
Can he kick it?
Yes, he can.
Okay, there you go. Just like that.
Right now, be caller number 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And win a pair of tickets to see Steve Martin and Martin Short's funniest show in town at the moment, live at Huntington Bank Pavilion on September 12th. Big thanks to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp and Ray Diaz today. Cole, this has been a blast, man.
It's been fun, man.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This is tons of fun. We're going to talk with Hub and we're going to talk with Olin when we come back. They're at the golf show. You got the score.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
He's now been given two chances to commit to that fifth-year option on Mitch. He's passed it up both times.
So you're holding out hope. The lack of talking about it now is going to lead to the action of not pressing the button on it.
Correct. It'll be a guy who is better than Mitch, and then maybe some late-rounds draft pick.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch. Getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand. Fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You're done. You're absolutely done for the week.
That does it for us. We're up and out of here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. I'm still Connor. Cole Wright was in for Dan. By the way, Scorehouse is back March 2nd through the 6th. Don't miss any of the action from Arizona. It's brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit 56david.com. I fly out Sunday afternoon. I am on the same flight. I believe I'm on the same flight as Dan Bernstein and as Nick Shepkowski.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that I'm not sitting next to either of them. And let's be, they don't want to sit next to me either. They don't want to sit next to me on a crowded. I'm 6'3 and full of angles.
Trying to just get away from
it. It's all bad and weird. There's no good solid place for me on a flight. We're heading out to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center where Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz have the Lawrence Holmes show for the next 2 hours. They're at the golf show. Fellas, afternoon. Good to talk with you.
It is good to be with you guys. Olin will hopefully join us in a couple minutes, guys. I'm just trying to figure out who thought it was a great idea to take Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz and put them at a golf show. But hey, you know, it's a, although actually Olin, I'm told swings the sticks pretty well. Mine, I'd have to get all the rust and cobwebs off him first, but, good events out here. Great presence for the station. We're right here at the entrance. Everybody coming by. Very excited about the upcoming draft, about the spring training. I'd like to tell you excited about the Bulls and the Hawks, but probably not a conversation about that today.
You don't have to say that. What, is Olin like testing drivers or something? Like, right? Is he testing merchandise on the way in?
Olin is a golfer. That much I know, but I don't really quiz him too much about his game. I know some people who played with him who tell me he's really good. But I couldn't tell you whether he's by the drivers, or maybe getting some new gloves or whatever may be happening right now. But I know he will be here momentarily. We're really looking forward to, guys, it's been interesting. Was in Indianapolis all week and really had no communication at all with Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy or any of the Bears folks. And so, not only was it fun being at the combine to look at some of these prospects and start getting excited about guys, but start to have some new ideas and angles now about where this Bears team may be going. And with the combine still going on and getting ready for draft and free agency, I suspect that that's mostly what Nolan and I are going to be doing.
Yeah. Today. Hub, since you're out there at the golf show and you're talking about prospects, are there any prospects on maybe finding me a putter that's going to make the hole a little bit bigger, make the ball a little easier to fall? Because,
like that,
I've never met a par five in the world. I'm on the green mostly in two. But then I'm going to four putt. I'm going to be on the green and four putt for a bogey. You find
I'll tell you what. It is the Chicagoland Golf Show, and there is a ton of really impressive equipment out here for people who are golfers. I really do suggest you get by. It's going to be running all weekend. Now, whether there is a putter that can make the hole larger, I tend to doubt.
Okay.
I do know that you can get custom fitted for putters out here. And in my short stint with guy, I tried to play for about 5-6 years and was awful, so gave it up. But I did during that time take a couple lessons, ran some people, and I found that getting custom fitted for a putter, depending on which kind you like the best, at least for me, did help a little bit. I went all the way from a 36 to a 35. So, it's something you might want to look at.
I'd love to do that. Hey, Hub, we started the show this morning talking about the report that that connected Austin Hooper and the Bears in free agency, the tight end of the Falcons, who had a real nice year last year. And both Cole and I are a little, I don't say dubious of the idea, but I guess kind of invested in the philosophy that it seems perhaps that the Bears are committed to building around Mitch and not necessarily pushing him. At least that's how this reporting kind of reads to me. Wonder if you feel the same way.
Well, as I said, it was interesting getting to visit with these guys over the weekend and start to, not weekend, but during the weekend, get a sense for where they are. And I think the answer is yes and no, Connor. Mm. They are committed to building around Mitch. There's no question about that. But they also, are committed to pushing Mitch a lot harder. And hoping to find some competition for him. I mean, you get into some of this silliness about, Tom Brady coming to Chicago or Philip Rivers. Hey, neither one of them is really a good fit. But beyond that, people keep ignoring the salary cap. We were just talking about this here. And it's not that the Bears are in cap trouble. It's that they need four starters other than quarterback. I mean, they currently don't have a starting tight end. They may or may not have a starting guard. We don't know, but you got Rashad Coward and Alex Barrs competing so far. They'll probably want to bring in some upgrades there. And they've only got one inside linebacker and one safety on the roster. So, with what cap space they've created, they're at about $30 million right now. They got to find those four starters and then hope to upgrade other positions, more speed at wide receiver, competition for Mitch. So when you look at these quarterbacks, guys, you want to trade for Andy Dalton? That's fine. I think it's a huge mistake, but let's say I'm wrong and they're right, which wouldn't be the first time. He comes with a $17 million cap hit. If you work out a deal for Nick Foles, he comes with a $15.5 million cap hit. Now, it's fine if this guy that you're bringing in has a bigger cap hit than Mitch, because you look at what you're spending at the position, but it's not fine if you need to find four starters and you're taking more than half your cap space in a position where you've already got a starter. So that's where this whole quarterback thing gets really tricky for him.
Yeah, when you look at tight end Ben Broniker and what's J.P. Holtz, I don't think they're really, you know, the apple of anyone's eye right about now. But when you look at 43 and 50, that's where the Bears are slotted in the upcoming draft. We've seen Ryan Pace move up in years past, and we've seen him move up for the talent or lack thereof that is Mitch Trubisky. Do you see him maybe jumping up once again, trying to put something in a package and maybe getting himself a higher draft pick here?
Well, I certainly wouldn't rule it out. 43 and 50 does give you some flexibility. You can pretty easily get to the back of the first round, higher in the second round. You know, might not even have to give up both twos to go higher in the second round. So it depends on the player that they identify. But it seems almost certain that the big four, if you will, you've got Joe Burrow and Tua are going to go top five. Tua maybe slips to six. And then Jordan Love and Justin Herbert, I should say Jacob Eason as well. So the big five, they're going to be gone in the first 25, 27. And I don't see them packaging all those assets to go up and get a quarterback, because, again, now you're back to the same problem. What about the other four positions? And now you gave up a bunch more draft choices for a guy who's only going to compete. So, you know, now, is there a tight end? I mean, probably the first tight end off the board is Cole Kmet, whose dad had a quick run with the Bears back in the early 90s. He probably slots in somewhere between 25 and 43. So if they love him and they see him still sitting there at 34, that's the kind of move I could see, Ryan possibly making. Or are they prioritizing the offensive line or the inside linebacker position? You know, you can usually find, if Roquan Smith is all that they expect him to be, you can pair him with a journeyman-type player. Eddie Jackson, is, and if you get more of an in-the-box guy, these are less expensive free agents that you can find, but you still got to find them. And so if they don't, they're going to need those draft assets to fill those positions, and he just doesn't have a lot of flexibility to make any big moves.
What about Thaddeus Moss out of LSU? I know he's going to have surgery coming up here, but when it comes to the pedigree, I mean, he's a national champion, and oh, by the way, his dad, just Randall Gene Moss, probably the best wide receiver in the history of the National Football League. I mean, Jerry Rice might take exception with that, but if you can get a guy like Thaddeus Moss and you know what, you know what the lineage and the DNA says, I mean, is that a guy that you would let just slip by?
Well, that's it then. My sons are going to the league then, right? My sons are going to NFL.
Hi,
it's
Owen.
All over now.
Yeah, there he is.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man? You find your driver?
If you had the lineage or the DNA, it's over.
Right?
So that's it. I'm taking my sons out of school.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'll tell you, Thaddeus Moss is interesting, but he's not a guy that you really have to move for, because this is where, I mean, certainly somebody could get excited because he's his dad's son.
Sure.
And people discovered who he was in the national championship game. But these kids get drafted based on their careers, you know, and they watch 26 game tapes or 30 game tapes or whatever it is. And Thaddeus Moss is a draftable player who probably will play in the NFL. But when you look at these rankings right now, my guess is he certainly is going to be there at 43 or 50 and could very well be there in the third or fourth round. So it's not, you know, we've had these kind of really top-end tight end classes in recent years where you've seen 2, 3, 4 going in the first 40, 50 picks. You just don't have that this year. Cole Kmet is the only one that people start to project and get excited about when they think about Kelsey and Ertz and these guys. After that, you know, you've got the two Bryants, Harrison and Hunter. You got Bryce Hopkins kids, Bryson Hopkins out of Purdue. There's some good tight ends, but they're going to get a compensatory draft pick towards the end of the fourth round. If they don't use 43 or 50 on one, they could get a prospect that's not that much different than what they pass at the back of the fourth round. And I'm not saying Thaddeus Moss will be there, but I'd be very surprised if he goes in the first couple rounds.
So amidst all this conversation, fellas, the thing that I'm really having trouble pinning down here is the known unknown of a prospective new CBA. And I understand that some things have been written down and some things have been agreed to and some things have been put out to vote. But I just don't trust, given the way that that ownership seems to want to push this through to try and secure new television contracts, that even the things that are pseudo agreed upon now won't change and change quickly to get something done. And the fifth year option for quarterbacks for first round picks is the thing that pops up most often in my mind. And until that gets settled, it's very difficult for me to really figure out how he manipulates, Ryan Pace manipulates a long-term cap situation, not just this year.
Well, that's for every team, right, Hub? Yeah. I mean, because if you take a look at the CBA, but I just think the success of the league right now, there's no way this deal doesn't get done, mm-hmm. especially with the TV deals that the TV stations are offering. I think that the owners put that executive committee in a room, guys, and pretty much showed them the numbers. And that's probably why the vote changed. And I know it's a big argument with this 17th game, but Hub, I want to ask you, because right now there's so little contact in camp and throughout the season. How much more risk does one game actually add? And if you think about it, how many teams really are playing all out at the end of the season anyway in week 16 now? So if week 17 is interconference, what will those games actually mean to each team that's playing it? So the risk for the players, I think, goes way down. I think with the TV contracts they got coming, and I think once everybody sees the numbers, and as long as the CBA